Good morning, girls, or good afternoon. This is the second lesson I prepared for you. The first one was on the halachos of Pesach. I would now like to skip to page 14 in your Pesach binders and start the Haggadah itself. So take out your binders, spread your paper in a clean area, and let's get ready. I hope you will daven this morning and said some Tehillim, helped your mothers, and your days are full. Bezras Hashem, soon life will get back to normal. The Haggadah begins with Kaddish. When the men come home from shul at night, our table should be ready, set beautifully, l'kavod yontif, l'kavod the fact that we are now b'nei chorin, we are free men, we are regal, we're like princes, and our table is set beautifully, and it's time for Kiddush. But Kiddush is different on this day than any other night, any other Shabbos or Yontif. Usually, the only one who has the Becher is the one who's leading. And at this night, this Seder, everybody's going to have a kos, and Kaddish will be the first kos. If you notice, on the back of page 14, where we have Kiddush, there are things that are in gray. The top is B'Shabbos Maschilim. If the Seder came out on Shabbos, you would start there. But this year, the Sederim are Wednesday night and Thursday night, so we don't say that first part. Neither do we say on the bottom where it says B'Mosei Shabbos Mosifin, or all the parts that are highlighted in the Kiddush. We just start where it says B'Chol Maschilim, and that is our Kiddush. After Kaddish, we go on to Orchat. You can follow on page front 14a. Notlines Hayadayim, we wash our hands. Ve'ein Mavarchim al Netilas Yadayim. We don't wash Netilas Yadayim. We'll discuss it when we get to it on our Hilchos Pesach. Karpas. Tovlim karpas, we dip karpas pachos mikazayis, less than kazayis b'mei melach, in salt water umavarchin, and we make a bracha of borei pri ha'adama. We also have in mind then the maror later on. Yachat bal habayis yivtzayis hamatzah ha'emtzayis, the bal habayis who has the three matzos, should break the middle matzah l'shtayim to two pieces, u'matzpin, and he hides, like we had the shoresh tzadifeinun, and he hides at ha'chatzi ha'gadol, the larger half, l'afikomen, for the afikomen that you're all familiar with. And then we go on to Magid. Magid is the longest part of the Seder. Megale es hamatzos, we uncover the matzos. Magbia es hakaora and lift the kaora, v'omer v'kol rum, and we say out loud, ha lachma anya, this is the poor man's bread. The acholu av hasana that our fathers ate ba'ara de Mitzrayim in the land of Mitzrayim. Kol dichsin, anyone who is hungry, ye say should come v'yechol and eat. Kol ditzrich, anyone who needs to make yontif, yesei v'yitzach, should come and have Pesach with us. Hashata hocha, this year we are here. L'shana haba'a, next year, ba'arad Yisrael, will be in Eretz Yisrael. Hashata avdei, this year we are avadim. L'shana haba'a, and next year, B'nai Chorin, we will be free men. Be'ezras Hashem. Okay, let's take a look at this. What are we saying here? First, we're pointing out that this is the poor man's bread we ate in Mitzrayim. Before Yetzias Mitzrayim, they fed us matzah because it's very filling and it lasts inside of us warm, long. It's satisfying, and we do, so that we should not have to eat so much so frequently. Then we go on and we invite those who need to join us at our Seder. And we explain why we can do this. Normally, person had to be counted on the Karban Pesach before it was shechted. Couldn't invite somebody at the Seder, that was too late. But we explain that at the end. We say, Hashata Hacha. This year we are here, so we can do this. L'shana haba'a b'aretz Yisrael. Next year in Eretz Yisrael, we won't be able to invite somebody at the time of the Seder. Well, I've had to have done that before. Let's take a look at what we will write so far. If there's something you can't read, correct it now so that when you copy it afterwards, you'll copy neatly. What I wrote above the lines, you should start writing on the lines. We point out that this is the poor man's bread we ate in Mitzrayim. And then we also invite those who need to join us at our Seder. Now, looking at this, you may notice that it's written in Aramaic. The rest of the Haggadah is written in Hebrew. The only thing written in Hebrew here is the very end, L'shana haba'a b'nei Chorin. So why is most of it written in Aramaic, and then why did they change and put the end in Lashon Kodesh? Well, at the beginning, we're inviting people. And if we invite people, we want to speak in a language that they understand. At the time that the Haggadah was put together, Aramaic was the language of the land, and that's what the people understood. So it's written in Aramaic. But the last few words, L'shana haba'a b'nei Chorin, they were afraid to put in Aramaic. Because if the Goyim would see it, oh, next year you're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, they would suspect us of making a rebellion. So we wanted to stay safe and put that in Lashon Kodesh. And so we can write another paragraph, follow on your sheet. You'll write it later. I just want to make sure you can read it. This was written in Lashon Aramis, which means Aramaic, so the people would understand their invitation. L'shana haba'a b'nei Chorin was written in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, so the Goyim would not suspect us of a rebellion. Now, the Chassam Sofer asks a question. We're pointing out, Holach ma'anya da'cholaf hasana ba'ara de Mitzrayim. This is the poor bread that our fathers ate in the land of Mitzrayim. Eden have been saying this all along. We're still in Golos. There were so many difficult times that the Yidden had. Like, why are we speaking about that Golos? We're still in Golos now. But he says there's a difference. We can bring an end to our Golos by the mitzvah of tzedakah. In Mitzrayim, there was a time that the end was supposed to come. Now we can hasten our geula. We can make it come quicker by the mitzvah of tzedakah. And we therefore invite those who what's written there, the Chassam Sofer, that's Reb Moshe Sofer, the name of a tzaddik whose words we learn. He explains the Haggadah. The Chassam Sofer asks, we are also in Golos, so why point out our father's Golos? He answers, There is a difference, however. We can bring an end to our galus by the mitzvah of tzedakah. We therefore invite those who need to our seder. Now, turn the page. We'll get back to filling in Manishtana, but let's turn the page and see the words of the Manishtana. If you note, there's the Hebrew version on the right and the Yiddish translation on. If you would like to say it in Yiddish, practice it. You have it written right there. If you need to know how to pronounce anything, please call me. I'll be glad to help. Let's look at the right side. Manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halelos. How is this night different than all the other nights? Shebechol halelos, all the nights, anu ochlin chametz u'matzah. We eat chametz u'matzah. Halayla hazeh kulo matzah. This night, we have to eat matzah. Shebechol halelos, anu ochlin she'ar yirakos. All the other nights, we eat all kinds of vegetables. No obligation to eat any kind, whatever you want. Halayla hazeh moror. This night we have to eat moror. Shebechol halelos enanu matpilin afilu pa'am echas. All other nights we don't have to dip even once. Halayla hazeh shetei pa'amim. This night we're obligated to dip twice, once karpas in salt water and once moror in charoses. Shebechol halelos anu ochlin ben yoshvin uvein mesubin. All the other nights we eat either sitting or reclining, however we like. Halayla hazeh, but this night, kulanu mesubin, we're supposed to be reclining. The Abar Benel, it's the name of another tzaddik who explains the Haggadah, says that these four questions are really one question. Look at the first two. They're describing the matzah and the maror, are referring to the shibud in Mitzrayim, the hard work in Mitzrayim. They remind us of slavery. The other two, about dipping and reclining, are symbols of luxury, of royalty. So, like, they seem to be opposite things. Why on one night are we doing two things that describe slavery and two things that describe freedom and royalty? So he says, because on this one night, first we were avadim, and then we were b'nei chorim. That's the special part of thing of this night, is that we started out avadim, and we ended up b'nei chorim. So now go back to the front of page 15. The Abar Benel says, we are asking one question. Why do we eat matzah and maror that remind us of slavery that was supposed to be in special color, and dip and recline that are symbols of royalty, all on the same night? For on this one night, we were first avadim and then b'nei chorin. Avodim, you know, is slaves. B'nei Chorin are free people. Okay. We turn. Page 16 has the Manishtana in Yiddish. And on the back of page 16, we start with Avodim Hayinu. And Avodim Hayinu is the answer that we are giving our children at the Seder. At the Seder, we want the children up. We're not putting them to sleep. We want them up. We want them to ask, and we want to answer them. We want them to understand. And so we're telling the children, why? Because Avadim Hayinu Lefaro B'Mitzrayim. We were slaves to Paro in Mitzrayim. Vayotzianu Hashem Elokeinu Misham. Hashem took us out of there. Biyad Chazaka, with a strong hand. Uvizroa Netuya, with an outstretched arm. V'ilu lo hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu es avoseinu mi-Mitzrayim, and if Hashem hadn't taken our fathers out of Mitzrayim, hare anu uvaneinu, then we and our sons, uvaneivaneinu and our grandsons, mishubadim hayinu lefaro b'Mitzrayim, would be avadim to paro Mitzrayim. V'afinu kulanu chachamim, and even if we're all wise men, kulanu nevonim, we're understanding, kulanu zekenim, we are elders, kulanu yodim es haTorah, we all know the Torah. Mitzvah aleinu l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim, it is still a mitzvah for us to tell the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'chol hamar b'l'saper, and the more one tells b'yitzias Mitzrayim, b'yitzias Mitzrayim, harei zeh meshubach, that is very praiseworthy. So, doesn't matter how much you know, how many years you heard the stories, told the stories, how much you learned inside in all the svarim, you're a big Rosh Hashiva, it doesn't make a difference. It's still a mitzvah to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim over again. And look at the words, Avadim Hayinu L'Faro B'Mitzrayim. Not only were we Avadim, that was bad enough we were slaves, but we were slaves to Paro, a difficult master, B'Mitzrayim, in a difficult land. And yet, Hashem took us out, V'yotzianu Hashem Elokeinu Misham B'yad Chazaka, with a strong hand. He didn't make Paro give an emancipation proclamation and free the slaves. He took us out biyad chazaka, against Paro's, what Paro kept saying all along, so that we should only be thankful to him and not anybody else. We should always know that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who took us out, not any human. And so let's see what to write here by Avadim Hayinu. Not only were we Avadim, but we were Avadim to Paro, a difficult master in Mitzrayim, a difficult land. Hashem took us out biyad chazaka. You know what that means, a strong hand. So we don't have to be thankful to anyone but him. Him is colored. And I put in parentheses, no emancipation proclamation. Okay, I think I'll stop here. Just want to remind you, if you have any questions, please feel free to call me, 410-486-6455. If you have any comments, if I go too quick, I go too slow, too loud, too quiet, etc., please call me. And if you signed up for any Tehillim from Penina's list, please remember to say it. And have a good day. Looking forward to seeing you. And Be'ezus Hashem for tomorrow, hopefully there'll be more lessons. Sei gesund. Bye-bye.